You're listening to The Takeaway.
Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry here with Farai Tudeha. And questions about demeanor and questions of arcane economic legal theory, I think, were a fair characterization of the hearings yesterday, day two for Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
And ethnicity always.
Ethnicity, definitely. That was definitely where the demeanor and the fireworks took place. And there was a pretty darn good caption of the entire picture of the hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Todd Zwillick's Twitter feed, which you can find at thetakeaway.org. He was at the hearings all day yesterday and joins us now. Also, David Koppel works for the Libertarian Think Tank's Independence Institute, and the Cato Institute is also with us. He spoke there at the top of the hour. Todd, first of all, you were there all day. The fireworks about demeanor and ethnicity and also some very arcane discussions, that pretty much wrapped it up for the day.
Yeah, the conversation swung from, of course, the empathy question to the Second Amendment, to the Commerce Clause and the 14th Amendment, a little bit of the Fifth Amendment, and then, of course, John, the issue of demeanor that you're talking about. And this, the demeanor being Sonia Sotomayor's judicial demeanor and her behavior on the bench. This kind of came out of the blue a little bit, but this was one of the hot points of the hearings yesterday. Of course, Senator Lindsey Graham, conservative Republican of South Carolina, got his turn to question and turned to a book called The Almanac of the Federal Judiciary. I want you to listen to this first cut. Here's how we started out.
I like you, by the way, for whatever that matters. Since I may vote for you, that ought to matter to you.
Okay, I like
it's
you.
It's always bad news.
Right. I like you. There's the hug, and yeah. Here comes the knee to the gut.
One thing that stood out about your record is that when you look at the almanac of the federal judiciary, lawyers anonymously rate judges in terms of temperament. And here's what they said about you. She's a terror on the bench. She's temperamental, excitable. She seems angry. She's overly aggressive, not very judicial. She does not have a very good temperament. She abuses lawyers. She really lacks judicial temperament. She behaves in an out-of-control manner. She makes inappropriate outbursts. She is nasty to lawyers. She will attack lawyers for making an argument she does not like. She can be a bit of a bully.
So, did Lindsey Graham go right at her or what? Republicans trying to come up with some criticism of Sonia Sotomayor.
I mean, is this credible stuff, though? I mean, it sounds a little bit like stuff you'd find, you know, scratched on, some library table or something.
Well, except that it is out of the Almanac of the Federal Judiciary, where he's right. Lawyers who come before the Second Circuit do rate the judges, and they have rated her. Sonia Sotomayor got her chance to respond to all of this intense criticism that Graham threw at her. Listen to this.
When I ask lawyers tough questions, it's to give them an opportunity to explain their positions on both sides and to persuade me that they're right.
I don't know. It just seems to me lawyers getting tough questions from judges is kind of like the job description. But I don't know. She's going to get confirmed, and there must have been people who were crowing about her yesterday.
There were. And in fact, since Lindsey Graham turned to the Almanac of the Federal Judiciary with all these nasty comments about Sonia Sotomayor, she's excitable, she's nasty, she's a bully, and she's angry. Senator Ben Cardin, who's from Maryland, who's also on the judiciary, well, he cracked that book, too, and he made sure to come out to talk to reporters afterward to give his own version of the Almanac of the Federal Judiciary. Listen to Cardin here.
She's very good. She is bright. She's a good judge. She's very smart. She's friendly smart. She's intellectually tough. She's very intelligent. She has a very good common sense approach to law. She looks at the practical issues. She is good. She's an exceptional judge overall. She's engaged in oral argument. She's well prepared. She participates actively in oral argument. She's extremely hardworking and always prepared. And the list goes on and on and on.
E for effort, good penmanship. I mean, I don't know. There's something slightly infantile about the demeanor question, but it is definitely important to those lawyers in the Senate, right?
It's important to lawyers in the Senate, and it's also important to these proceedings because she has a 17-year record on the bench. Even Lindsey Graham, who came at her, has, of course, famously now said, unless you have a meltdown, you're going to be confirmed. And it did appear to a lot of people in the room that he was turning up the heat to see if he could cause the meltdown after he said that.
Yeah, well,
so they're giving it a shot.
And he wasn't successful, but it was all interesting stuff. Todd Zwillick, stay with us. David Koppel is also with us. He works for the Libertarian Think Tank's Independent Institute and the Cato Institute. And he's going to be testifying before the end of these hearings as a minority witness critical of Judge Sotomayor. We've been trying to present critical arguments that don't involve some of the issues that are possibly of most importance to senators. David Koppel, first of all, what would be your key argument against Sonia Sotomayor joining the high court?
Well, I was invited to testify as an expert on the Second Amendment, so I'll be talking about her record on right-to-arms issues and really the disregard and that she's shown for the exercise of those rights by millions of people and really the very glib and shallow legal reasoning she's used in cases where she's dismissively rejected arguments that people have constitutional rights to arms.
Well, David, respond to this. This is something that Sotomayor said in a question from Pat Leahy on the 14th this week.
I understand that how important the right to bear arms is to many, many Americans. In fact, one of my godchildren is a member of the NRA, and I have friends who hunt.
Hunting friends and NRA godchildren. Is that enough?
It's nice that that comes out in time for the hearing, but I think if you look at the record of what she's done on the bench, rather than this some of my best friends are type of argument, her judicial opinions are pretty contemptuous and dismissive of arms rights claims.
David, do you think that you have enough of a pattern to judge her beyond this specific issue of the right to bear arms? What do you think of some of her other legal decisions thus far?
Oh, I think her decisions on property rights or in the case of the Porchester case are extremely disturbing. And I think her handling of the Ricci case is not only wrong in a policy matter, and Senator
That's
Obama
race and
says
hiring.
You can vote. Right. And but also the way she handled that as Justice Judge Cabranes pointed out, was really a pretty serious violation of judicial integrity and ethics.
Now, how would it bear on ethics, David Koppel? And again,
because
you're with
the
Cato
Institute. The judges of the Second Circuit have a procedure when they handle a case by doing merely a summary order. They're trusting each other that if one panel says, oh, yeah, this case is nothing, it was just some particular facts, and that's it, and we don't need as the group, the Second Circuit as a whole, to even worry about this kind of thing. And that's what she tried to make it look like when it quite clearly wasn't. It was something that at the least raised significant and important issues of law. And she really stepped far outside the norms of how Second Circuit judges are supposed to handle summary orders and really, I think, worked to conceal what was going on in that case from her other colleagues on the circuit.
Different groups of people bring different standards to what they think a Supreme Court justice should have as a North Star. If you had to name one quality that a Supreme Court justice should have, what would it be, and do you think she has it?
I'd say love for every word of the Constitution and a willingness to enforce every bit of it equally. And what we've seen is unequal protection from her, that some things get very strongly enforced. And I think she has a good record on some First Amendment cases, but a really poor record on other rights. And I don't think you can divide constitutional rights into front of the bus rights and back of the bus rights. They all ought to be protected equally strongly.
Well, that discussion on the Second Amendment will take place in possibly questioning today, but certainly when David Koppel testifies. He's with the Independence Institute and a policy analyst with the Cato Institute. He will be testifying. Will it be Thursday or just sometime before the end of the week, David?
Could be later in the day Thursday or possibly on Friday morning, but it all depends on how much the senators talk, and one can never underestimate that.
No, never can underestimate that. As we mentioned, David Koppel invited to testify on Second Amendment issues in the Sotomayor confirmation hearings. Todd Zwillick, what happens today?
More questioning, John. There's only one Republican left who hasn't had his first round, Senator John Cornyn of Texas, conservative Republican, and he may get to the Second Amendment. And it's interesting to watch him because he's walking this fine line. He's from Texas, lots of Hispanic voters there, but he's also so far against this nominee. So got to watch how he walks the line between criticizing her but not criticizing her too harshly. And then what's interesting after that, Democrats have a 4-vote majority on this committee because of their 60-vote majority. So 4 Democrats get to ask questions unanswered by Republicans, including Specter and Franken, and then they go into a closed-door meeting with the FBI, where the FBI briefs senators on their background check of Sotomayor, things like tax issues, any other things that come up in the background check.
So things are moving.
Things are definitely moving, and then more questions.
Well, Todd, I was looking online. You have a reputation for bullying senators. Did you know that, actually?
I do.
You can see Todd's tweets from the Twitter feed on thetakeaway.org. Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, covering the Sotomayor hearings. I'm just kidding, Todd.
Hey, that's my job.
He does that.